In this segment of our Canoe Regatta interviews, I'm speaking with Jeff Bagley from Sydney. Jeff has only done the General Clinton Canoe Regatta one time. Jeff has gotten into canoe racing now, and we want to talk to him more about that. Welcome.
Thanks, Craig.
You're an avid runner to start with.
Yes. Yeah, I've been running for quite a few years now and gotten into some longer races, some endurance races, so I was kind of drawn to the Clinton because of that.
How do you make a transition from running to sitting in a canoe and paddling? I mean, it's different parts of your body.
Well, that's what the actual nice thing is about it. I don't have to sacrifice my running. I can still continue my running, my long runs, but I can still go out and do long paddles at the same time because it was using different muscles. So I could balance it out. I could end up doing a long run in the morning and a long paddle in the afternoon. So it really wasn't sacrificing one for the other. So it was a nice balance.
What made you decide, hey, I want to try this?
Growing up in the area, it's always been a fixture here. And every year you would watch, you know, paddlers coming down and just watching other people go through this. And it just was an amazing thing that you have this great race so close to us and not ever having done it. And just was one of those things that just look at it and like, I just want to try it once. So last year I got a friend together and he just wanted to try it once as well. And we decided that was what we were going to do. And we did it.
Who did you paddle with?
His name was Dave Benedict. Used to live here in Sydney, but he's since moved to Binghamton. But yeah, it was just one of those things. It was one on his bucket list. That's what he wanted to do. This is, I just want to do it once. And
okay. So once was what you were thinking. And here you are again.
Here I am again. I had so much fun doing it last year. I just looked at it and says, well, if you can do it with two, and so many people can do it with one in the C1, I said, well, let me see if I can do it by myself. So we're definitely going to give it a try this year.
What was the experience like? I mean, you've watched it numerous times, so what was it like being on the river?
It's definitely a different perspective. My training through my running has definitely helped with nutrition and being able to keep hydrated and things like that. It was great because there's so much, you don't really realize how much support there actually is all the way along the river. I mean, everybody is out there they don't know you, but they're cheering you on and giving you support, and that stuff really goes a long ways. There are a lot of times that you're just so tired that you just don't know if you can keep going on, but the people just keep pulling you along, and you finally get to Unadilla and you're like, I can do this, I can finish this, and you do, get through it.
So you're doing the open endurance, which is a category that just allows folks to finish, people who want to give it a try. And so are you going to do this as just a personal goal, or are you going to try to also race against others?
Whenever I do something, I try to have at least three goals. You know, I have my best time. This is really, really what I'd like to do from all of my training. Then there's a second time that I'd like, okay, this is really where I expected to be. And then there's just the finish. So it really depends on how many things come together for you. You can have a perfect day. You hit that goal. Things can come together. You can say, okay, I've got my training in, made a couple of mistakes. So I finished where I think I should. And then there's this, things have gone wrong terribly, but I'm still just going to muscle through it and get done. So
now, you know so many people locally. You must have gotten some help from local paddlers on how to do it and technique and everything?
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't be able to do a lot of this stuff. I learned a lot from Dale Beckwith and Jeff Pedersen. Both guys have been able to teach me a lot of different things, get me equipment, all the things that I needed in order to be successful.
What kind of training are you doing for the race this year?
You talk to a lot of paddlers and they say, ideally you'd like to have 70 hours on the river to do the 70. With my work schedule, family, other social obligations, and just trying to, you know, keep everybody happy, don't think I'm going to hit the 70 hours, but right now I'm going to get to the point I'm going to probably peak out about probably 55 hours. Just fitting in an hour here or there sometimes, trying to get my long paddles in the morning sometimes, and just keeping up with my running, you know, keeping my cardio going from there.
Why didn't you choose to do a C1 race where you would be competing against others 50 and under?
I have a lot of respect for the gentlemen that are racing, gentlemen and the women are racing. They put a lot of training in and things like that. It's like where I'm just going out and I just want to be able to finish. I don't think I can give it the attention that it needs and the respect that it needs in order to compete at a race level, but I just want to go out and say that I've done it.
Now, would you recommend this sport to other people?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've met some really great people. Everybody's been real supportive. A lot of different characters, they pop up here and there. But it's definitely a lot of fun. You get to see the world from a different perspective in a canoe, and you really do. You get to see a lot of things with nature, and a lot of times you're you're alone a lot, but for the most part, you get a lot of rewards.
So the first year with a partner, this year alone, do you think you're going to continue to do the Clinton in the future?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if it doesn't come out to be, say that I could be able to do the 70 with a partner or anything like that, I still have the option of doing it by myself as we go along. Plus, they have got a lot of other great races. I've done sprint races and the Boy Scout races. I got a son that's coming up through the Scouts, and watching the kids getting mixed up with that is trying to pass on the love of paddling onto them as well. So,
well, good luck, Jeff. Hope you reach your personal goals this year, and we hope that you have a great time on the river.
Oh, thanks a lot, Craig.
For Regatta 2011, I'm Craig Stevens.